Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, you're listening to The Breakfast Huddle. Time now for Why It Matters to discuss opportunities for investors and asset managers when it comes to digital assets. Well, according to a few news outlets, the global cryptocurrency market peaked at $2.9 trillion in November last year. But unfortunately, it has faltered this year. The cryptocurrency market has reportedly lost $1 trillion in value in the last few months as investors leave riskier assets in the face of high inflation and fears that interest rate raises by central banks will dampen growth. Well, globally, cryptocurrency firms have cut jobs amid the turmoil in the crypto market. It's cryptocurrency entering yet another polar vortex. And how long will this one last? Well, we have on the line Irfan Ahmad, APAC product lead, State Street Digital. Let's first talk about, you know, State Street Digital in APAC. It's a State Street Corporation's newest division. Irfan, tell us more about State Street Digital.
Sure. Good morning. Thanks very much for having me. State Street Digital is, as you mentioned, the newest division at State Street, dedicated to looking at the new digital economy, whether it be cryptocurrencies, central bank digital currencies, security tokens, or anything in between, including things like NFTs. In response to the idea of transformation happening in the global economy with regards to accessing different types of assets in the future. State Street has been known for historically servicing asset owners and asset managers in order to be able to access and service these types of assets. And as these assets transform, we want to be there to partner with our clients as they move forward into this digital economy.
Irfan, from your observation, share with us, you know, the roller coaster ride the cryptocurrency scene has gone through in the last year or so.
Sure. So, look, crypto winters aren't really anything new. Mm. So far, we've seen several crypto winters, and each one of them have had unique features and some similarities. But when they end, historically, we've seen Bitcoin, you know, the largest and most prominent cryptocurrency, reaching new all-time highs. So whilst past performance is not indicative of future results, there's a good chance that we could experience the same outcome when this winter finally ends. And again, this winter, or polar vortex, as you'd mentioned, coincided with rising inflation, hikes in interest rate, and the implosion of centralized digital asset infrastructure players in the market, which swallowed prominent players in the crypto ecosystem, both here in Singapore and globally. With the wider adoption of crypto assets more broadly in institutional as well as retail investors, the call to clarify regulatory obligations of the industry has never been louder. And so we've seen a great deal of consolidation underway in the markets, and we see a shift towards even the most ardent crypto followers looking to regulatory authorities to put guardrails in place to protect end investors.
Yeah, let's understand more about digital assets, right? What makes up digital assets? Because surely it's not just cryptocurrency alone.
No, you're exactly right. So look, the way in which we have defined it at State Street is that digital assets is really an umbrella term used to capture anything from things like cryptocurrencies, NFTs, security tokens, CBDCs, stablecoins, and everything in between. So it's a real gamut. At State Street, we refer to anything that can be transacted between counterparties on blockchain as a digital asset. So some assets are natively digital and others are representations of things like real world assets in token form. So real estate, IP, commodities, and so on and so forth. And again, our interest in this space has really been longstanding. The team that we have has been actively participating and working in the ecosystem for a number of years. And the launch of our firm's digital division was a result of the culmination of the activity together with macro indicators, such as things like the maturation and diversification of the spectrum of digital assets beyond cryptocurrencies, as well as looking at the supporting technology infrastructure, client demand, and then the regulatory clarity that seems to be emerging, even amongst the most key geographies across Asia-Pacific, like Australia, and of course Singapore, Hong Kong, and Japan.
State Street Digital APAC is State Street Corporation's newest division. Let's talk about the opportunities in the digital asset sphere. What are some of the opportunities for investors and asset managers when it comes to digital assets?
So that's a great question, and we see interest coming from multiple directions. The rationale for digital assets from an investor's perspective seems to be around the creation of a new market settlement solution based on the value transfer rather than limited to just the transfer of information. Increased operational efficiencies, so things like smart contracts, assets programmability, and potential for enhanced liquidity and ease of distribution, all things that have been really hampering the traditional markets for a number of years. Some hedge funds were likely the first movers, while other institutions such as large asset managers and owners have been investigating and observing short-term benefits, as well as looking for greater clarity from regulatory as the asset class is formalized and the industry is further matured. To date, investors in regions seeking exposure to crypto assets, such as hedge funds and family offices, have turned to private funds, which are commonly domiciled in offshore jurisdictions like Cayman or BVI or wherever it might be, and make up alternative fund structures. We have seen a greater movement by asset managers recently who have looked to capitalize on progressive changes in regulation and therefore develop and launch exchange-traded instruments which give their investors direct or indirect exposure to cryptocurrencies via more familiar regulated fund structures. We at State Street have a very rich history of providing asset servicing capabilities to asset managers across a spectrum of fund structures that enables issuers to meet their regulatory obligations. And we have been able to harness these offerings and develop a set of robust, scalable solutions to meet these issuers' varied operating models, which account for the complexities that funds investing into cryptocurrencies have.
Yeah, it certainly does. We often hear this term that cryptocurrency is entering a polar vortex. Tell us a little bit more about this and what exactly causes it.
So look, I think there's a multitude of different things that we need to take into consideration when we talk about a polar vortex. So if we just take a step back and talk about the market trends on the regulatory environment within this kind of volatile period that we're going through, you know, digital innovation is impacting financial services globally. And fintech players play a really important role in developing the necessary technology and infrastructure. We see digital assets as one of the most transformational forces affecting our industry in the years to come. And as a result, new solutions dealing with all the aspects of digital assets bring a heightened level of interest to traditional market participants. Pricing of crypto assets, key management solutions, and the ability to deploy smart contracts, irrespective of technical. There are, however, many other key themes that hold equal importance, such as things like artificial intelligence or faster deployments and automation through so-called no-code platforms. Institutional investors looking to take advantage from innovation in technology are seeking solutions that are compliant with regulatory requirements. This is where some regulated banks come offering access to global financial markets, whilst simultaneously leveraging new technology opportunities when they arise. This is a continual area of development for us without an end date. The key challenge that fintech provider may face in this, a certain solution needs to fit into a large operating service model. And that requires deep insight into the operations of asset managers across the value chain. For example, from front to back.
And there we have it. That is the polar vortex. You touched on the regulatory environment for cryptocurrency. Before I let you go, what are some of your predictions for what's ahead? What do you see happening in this market?
It's very difficult to predict, but let me try and see if I can dust off my crystal ball.
Please.
in terms of the regulatory environment, what we're seeing more broadly is a harmonization amongst mature jurisdictions, talking about the way in which they'll look at this from a prudential point of view, but also looking at the practicalities and licensing agreements that we're starting to see stand up in many of these jurisdictions. What I predict is that we'll start getting towards some level of, I guess, cross-regulatory harmonization in terms of the way in which some of these regulators look to treat the underlying assets. So first, that starts with a common definition of what we believe to be digital assets. I think in terms of the way in which regulators and jurisdictions will look to develop, you know, a unique framework for this globally that's going to be accepted, is going to require a level of cooperation across markets that we may not have seen before. And the way in which the markets have developed over time have been ever increasingly fast in terms of the developments that we're seeing in the technology. So I think one thing's for sure, we're bound to see further and more rapid development from a regulatory and licensing point of view. And I think that's really going to be buoyed by the renewed interest from institutional investors as they look to benefit from the return profile of these assets going forward.
Yeah, we've been talking all about opportunities for investors and asset managers when it comes to digital assets on this Why It Matters segment with Irfan Ahmed, APAC Product Lead, State Street Digital. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.